Okay, so this is Kevin Richards, and I'm here with Paul Wright from Northern Illinois University, and he's going to talk with us for a few minutes about the teaching personal and social responsibility model. And this audio clip is going to be posted and accompany a discussion of an article that Paul's going to give as well, related to research focused on TPSR. So before we jump into that, Paul, can you just tell us a little bit about the TPSR model?
Sure. So for one thing, thanks for having me. I'm really, really happy to be a part of this and to talk about the TPSR model. Let me start with the name. TPSR stands for Teaching Personal and Social Responsibility. It's one of the most prominent instructional models, curriculum and instructional models in physical education and sport pedagogy. And it was developed by my mentor, Don Hellison, who actually passed away recently. He passed in June of this year, 2018. But he had started this work in the late 1960s was the beginning of his work with youth. And he was in the Marines and actually working with kids who were told, look, you're either going to jail or you're going into the Marines. So he was given that challenge, that opportunity, and he realized the best way for him to work with these kids was using physical activity and sport. Physical training was a huge part of the Marines, but it started this idea and this passion in him of saying, you know, what a lot of these kids need is essentially developing personal and social skills that would help them not just be successful in sport and fitness training, but in life. And so with that initial experience, he spent the next 40, 50 years developing this concept. But it started with the idea, the spirit of it, going back to Don's work, was working with kids who might be labeled at risk, kids who are underserved through no fault of their own, usually based on the zip code they were born in. They're facing a lot of struggles and a lot of challenges, and they might not be getting as much role modeling and development in terms of personal and social skills that can really help them thrive in life. So the way Don framed his thinking as it evolved over the years was the idea of taking responsibility, basically for the way you conduct yourself and the way you treat other people, in terms of the messages he wanted to send to kids and the goals of the program. So personal responsibility, as it's framed in the model, would come down, it would start with basic things like just engaging, giving good effort, being persistent in whatever you're doing. Self-motivation is what Don called it in many iterations of his writing. And then a higher level of that, once you've got those things moving well, is working independently, making choices, thinking for yourself, resisting peer pressure, setting goals. All of those things he would frame under the idea of self-direction. So you go from a basic self-motivation to self-direction on that personal skill side. In terms of the social responsibilities, the one he starts with, because a lot of the kids he was working with would have trouble controlling their mouth, controlling their temper, regulating their emotions. So he started with fundamentals of respect. The least you can do for people in a learning environment or anywhere is be respectful and do no harm. So self-control, peaceful conflict resolution, things like that would come up under the idea of respecting the rights and feelings of others, which is a cornerstone of the model. But again, we don't want to expect the least from kids. Don was very focused on empowerment and helping kids reach their potential. So he had no interest in just getting them to behave well and comply. The goal was to move them toward being more pro-social, teaching them and challenging them to think about how they can help others, how they can display caring behaviors and take on leadership roles. So on the social side, you go from the fundamentals of respect and you build on that, challenging kids to be more pro-social and demonstrate caring behaviors. So those are sort of the two sides of the model, the personal and the social responsibility. But the overarching goal through all of it is the idea of transfer. In the teaching approach we use and the way we try to help develop skills in these kids, we're focusing and using a lot of times the term life skills. So, you know, dribbling, you know, the chest pass, those are basketball skills. You can teach someone to use those. They can develop that skill through practice and feedback, but it's never going to apply outside of basketball. It's a basketball skill. Whereas learning goal setting, learning peaceful conflict resolution, those are life skills. You can learn them. You can have them explained to you, have them modeled, get feedback, and develop those skills in a sport program or PE, but they're not restricted to that setting. You can apply them in the classroom or at home or in the future or in your personal relationships. So the focus is always on teaching life skills that can be transferred to other settings. So that concept of transfer is really key. And I think one of the things that sets TPSR apart from most of the other instructional models, that there's an explicit focus on transfer outside of the PE experience. We're developing responsibility within, and that makes the program more functional and more engaging for youth. But our ultimate goal is not PE itself, but it's used as a vehicle to help kids learn skills that can transfer and help them in life, not just with their jump shot, as Don would say. So, I mean, that's sort of an overview of the model, I think the spirit of it. A few, you know, I'll just wrap this up with some themes that Don identified instead of getting into all the minutiae and the nuts and bolts of the model. One of the themes is empowerment. You know, he was really focused and committed to the idea of sharing power with kids and giving them as much responsibility as they could handle. Depending on development, depending on the individual student or kid or child, not everybody's ready for a leadership role at the same point in time. So you've got to read that kid, individualize, but challenge them to take on as much responsibility as they're able to handle and coach them through that process. Relationship was another big theme for him, that this isn't just a technical model. This is about your philosophy and your values as a teacher. If you don't believe in kids' potential and you don't believe in the idea that kids can handle responsibility and figure things out for themselves, you can't implement this as a technical model. So a lot of this is relational. It's about the way you perceive kids, your rapport with them, and those pedagogical relationships. And another idea is integration. All this sounds great. I mean, no PE teacher would say, oh, I don't care about leadership. I don't care about goal setting or self-control. Everybody would believe and agree that these are important things to teach. But his focus in the TPSR model was integrating that into the experience. Don't just say sport builds character. Don't just say you want your kids to be good leaders. You've got to be able to explain, well, when do you give them chances to be in charge of other kids? When do you give them chances to make decisions? These are skills, right? You need to practice skills to develop skills. So if you're going to say that you're teaching these life skills, you need to integrate that into the physical activity experience. And then finally, the last big theme that he identifies in his last text on this is transfer, which I've talked about quite a bit already. But those are the things that characterize this model and I think have really inspired a lot of teachers and practitioners, and increasingly has caught the attention of researchers and academics in the area of physical education and sport pedagogy.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.